again, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We are back here on Monday, March the 12th, 2018, 13 minutes past 1 o'clock. And we're joined in studio by Ed McCants, as we were in hour number one. And glad to be joined by one of our other managers here at the station, Terry Tackett, here for the second hour of Current Events Day, 740-383-9944. And I heard Linda Sims does not have a guest, so Terry Tackett might be Linda's guest today coming up at 4:10 p.m. And Linda's Voice of a People will be on today, so that'll be a lot of fun. Terry, you weren't in on the first hour. What do you want to talk about today? Anything perking your mind?
No, just the weather.
The weather. A little cold.
Yeah.
A little cold for mid-March. Have you recovered from the time change? I haven't.
No, I probably never will.
My head still hurts. Yeah. Ed, did you recover from the time change?
I didn't know we had a time change yet.
Well, we did, yeah.
Oh, I just wait. I'm usually up anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he's got kids, so he's usually...
He's got kids. He doesn't pay attention. Hopefully they got to school on
That's
time.
That's right, yeah. That's the only thing.
Because we sprung ahead
and... Well, it's not like everyone announces it. I'm like, most people have a device that's going to update itself. Unless you have an old school watch or a plug-in alarm clock.
I have a watch.
Well, see, me...
That's a wind-up.
I've been pondering for the last couple of...
What is that thing?
It's a watch.
I've been finding for the last couple of days. I have an alarm set on my cell phone. I kept saying, I wonder what the time change, if it'll be right now, or is it going to be an hour behind still? You know, will it update itself? I think it will.
Your phone, your computers, anything access to the internet will update.
Well, see, this is the whole problem with the thing. Up until about 6 years ago, it used to be 6 months on daylight savings and six months on Eastern Standard. Then they decided, we want light more of the year. So then they moved it up like 2 weeks. So anything bought before the last 6 years is fooled because they don't know that the government got... And Florida now is not changing at all. Yeah. They passed legislation that they're just going to stay on Eastern.
No,
or they're going to stay in daylight.
Yeah, because they said they want sun at the beach in the winter time.
So when they switched yesterday, they'll never go back.
Right, right.
Throw your clock out the window. But we're talking about current events here today on the program, and our first hour was spent talking about the idea of medical marijuana and dispensaries and things of that nature. Terry, where do you stand on that?
Well, I think, you know, after the wild week we had with... Justice O'Neill hearing his take on it. I mean,
did you get a chance to hear the interview?
I heard bits and pieces of it.
What did you make of the justice who was on Saturday? 40 minutes.
He's definitely got some ideas of his own. That's
he's for the legalization.
He is
recreational.
And he said, I believe he said he used the money from it to build hospitals or something to that effect.
He also said when he was in his younger days he had used marijuana, which I'm honest.
Yeah,
Ed, what do you think?
You know, I like what he's trying to do for it, but to me, as a, you know, guys already know, I'm a hardcore advocate for marijuana. And for me, he just doesn't come off as real. I can't give my vote to a person who I don't even feel like truly understands in his heart the medical proponents and what marijuana can truly do for Ohio. I think it's just a gimmick ploy by somebody who's been in office for a long time. The whole time you've been in office as a chief justice, not one time have you stood up and said, hey, man, we need to get people out of our prison system for this. That's been something that I've been saying since I was 18 years old.
Well,
I
feel like one of his takes he did say to release the nonviolent.
How many have been released? Why haven't I heard about Chief Justice O'Neill exonerating marijuana offenses at all during his career?
Well, I don't know
on Thursday when we went up to cover the Democrat, that's one of the things that he said.
I don't think that the Chief Justice, he's not the Chief Justice, I don't think that the Justice can, he's just a member of the Supreme Court.
You have a voice, Scott. I've looked in his past to see for how long has he been advocating for marijuana legalization. Well, hasn't done it.
But
why not use your platform?
But he has been a civil rights attorney, and he did get people off there. He has been a women's rights advocate. He did get people off there. But unfortunately, I think, well, Judge Finnegan said this when you're here. When you are sitting on the bench, you can't endorse people. You can't really give your opinion.
So why doesn't he smoke? Why doesn't he smoke anymore?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't own a gun anymore either. I think that's just evolution, probably.
I don't know.
You think you have to be a user to be an advocate?
Let me say one thing before you go to that. As I also saw a time he was speaking, and in this time he had said verbatim, I'm reaching out to the people of Normal and the marijuana community so I can learn more about marijuana. Now, at what point in time is a leader, at this time, we're trying to push legislation through. I don't got time to catch somebody up on stuff that you don't even already know. You would assume that a chief justice will already know some of these things and be educated on not only, even if you're not speaking out on it, Scott, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt in his position, maybe politically and job-wise, he decided to take the safe route. But in your own research, you have to be knowing and playing in the back of your mind what's going on legislation-wise, how people feel about it, what it does for people, the economy about it, the lives it's saving. Why are you asking me questions? I need you talking to me, telling me the things that I want to hear you talk like me, to be honest. You're asking questions, though. Right. It's not time to ask questions, man. It's time to kick in the door of the legislation as a chief justice and be like, hey, we're demanding this take place. No monopolies here. Stand for it. You're asking us to educate you.
Well, he just left the justice role in December, and I think in January he did come out with his opinions now that he is running for governor. And I don't think it's a popular thing. I think he's got a hard road to go by saying that he is for the legalization of recreation.
No, not when the statistics say that 52% of people support marijuana legislation at this
point. I'll give you
a safe political way to go to try
then
to get.
Why do the other seven people running not go that way?
Because they're hard. Look where their money's coming
from,
Scott. We need to wear shirts like NASCAR.
Yeah, but listen, if you could be elected, come on. You'd support that one
issue. If I get my number of signatures, expect me to take memes with me, large memes that I'm going to hold up when every candidate that's accepted money, like it's NASCAR, I'm going to tell you who they're endorsed by. I'm going to do it like flashcards, just so you can see. That will tell you a lot, like we spoke during the election about lobbyists. I will show you their lobbyists, and then you can apply why their argument is going in that direction,
so
because
those
people are paying them.
So what is your thinking then on why Justice O'Neill is the only candidate who has said this?
Because he wants to go another route. He's not going to accept the same campaign funds as other people. And if he does accept those same campaign funds, he's just a weasel that's trying to divvy up the marijuana vote.
Terry, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I support his position. I mean,
52% of the people might, I don't know, that might be the statistic.
Yeah.
But is that registered voters? Because usually only about 26% of the people.
I don't know
vote.
Where that number came from. I know that's been a number that's been thrown around. I have to do some more. The news has said that.
Who would be lobbying against it for the other seven people? Eight people.
Anybody having anything to do with any type of financial investments with Big Pharma, Johnson Company. I mean, there's a lot of different hands in that. A lot of billions of dollars.
Right.
To model. Basically, you have to watch for people that are advocating for the disease model of addiction to figure out where they're getting their primary funds from.
What do you think, Terry?
Like I say, I mean, I think if it definitely helps people, which, you know, all the medical research we've done, it shows it actually helps people. I say, you know, I mean, I'm an advocate for it. I mean,
but
plus, I think it's also going to help with the economy and things like that.
But if it's so, since your heart's in the right place. But now, is a person going to advocate for that the whole time they're in office? Are they going to make that a priority? It's easy to say this to Terry and be like, hey, Terry, this sounds good. Does it sound like, you know, this is something you would like to do? It's a sales pitch. But at the end of the day, has my track record dictated that I'm going to fight for your rights above all else? Or is the person going to fight for you when he goes in there? I need somebody who's going to fight for my rights, fight for what our dreams are.
What do you think?
Well, we haven't seen any vote. I mean, have they already had a vote? How did he vote? I mean,
as a justice, I don't think there's been a vote
right,
on that.
That's what, I don't
that
know,
he would have been a part.
Know.
He's not a congress member or a senator.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I don't. I can only take him at his word, you know, what he says.
Well, that's all we
right
can
now,
do.
You know.
But I'm just questioning that word because I don't feel, first of all, if you're advocating for marijuana and you're not even a smoker, I really have to question your intentions. Like, I mean, it's to me.
Now wait, so you think 52% of people in Ohio are users of marijuana?
It's higher than that.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I must be traveling in the wrong groups. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
I think it's probably